You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Thank you, Ray Cassis. Miss him around here. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you, host of this radio program, station manager here at WMIE and WWBC, pastor of Island Community Church. As a matter of fact, speaking of Island, you are invited this weekend. I'd love to see you. God's doing a great work there. We've welcomed in and voted in 6 new members at our last meeting a couple weeks ago. And God's doing a great work there. Love to see you. He's rebuilding the church again, and it's great to be a part of it. This week, we just started a series in Matthew a couple weeks ago. We're in chapter 3. We're going to look at John the Baptist this week. Once again, we've looked at John before. He's one of my favorite mysterious supernatural persons / beings in the Bible. And I've come to the conclusion that John the Baptist is Elijah. You know, let me say this. You must look at the Bible as a supernatural book. The Lord showed me once, not that long ago. He said to me, deny the supernatural, end up in hellfire. The Bible's supernatural. And people that don't believe are people that deny the supernatural. People deny the virgin birth. They deny Bible prophecy. They deny who Jesus is. They deny He's coming back again. And all of the Bible is supernatural. I put it to you, the Antichrist has already lived. He comes out of the bottomless pit. I put it to you that John the Baptist is Elijah. Why? Because Jesus says He is. He said, if you're willing to receive it, He is Elijah. I put it to you, the 2 witnesses have already lived. They were alive in Zechariah the prophet's time, 400 B.C. The Bible is supernatural. You must believe that. He doesn't operate with them. I mean, heaven forbid that God operates outside of your realm of understanding. Now, we're in 2 Thessalonians here on the radio, and I want to get through this entire chapter here today. Next week, we'll get into chapter 3 and wrap that up and then start the book of Galatians after that. By the way, live in the studio with you here at 4 minutes after 3 on this Friday morning. You know the history behind this book. Paul was teaching on the rapture, and as the case was then, is the same case now. People corrupt it and twist it. You know, I've never seen more good Christians lie and twist the truth or deny the truth or change the truth than they do over this chapter of this book. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now, brethren, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus and our gathering together to Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. So someone had pretended to have a word from Paul, whether it was a prophecy. Someone got up and said, the Lord told me to tell you, ... Or a fake letter. Someone had forged a letter in Paul's name. Remember, Paul says, look with large letters I write to you. He wrote or signed his own letters. Here, someone apparently had maybe had forged the letter. And it had to do with them missing the rapture that Paul was talking about in the first letter. Now, verse 3 is going to set the record straight. Let no one deceive you by any means. For that day, what day? The day of Christ, the good day, the rapture. That day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. All right, two things. The falling away, we found out, is a falling away from the faith. Use the Bible to interpret the Bible. 1 Timothy 4:1. Now, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, many will fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, last week, we looked at this and we come to the truth that this country already has fallen away and much of the world has. However, there could still be a mother of all fallen aways. When the Antichrist and the false prophet are ruling and running around this country, forcing people to take the mark of the beast, there still could be all of the fence warmers, all of you out there that have never endured a trial, everyone who's never had their faith tested like Abraham's or like Polycarp and the early Christians that were fed to the lions and burned as torches. All of you who have never endured under the hand of God and had him see you through a trial, the time is coming when your faith is going to be tested. And that's why Jesus said, those who love their life will lose it. And those who hate their life will keep it unto life eternal. So that's coming. So there still could be a big falling away from the faith at the end of the age. More on this man of sin, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. All right, there's the third thing we're looking for. Remember, he says that day will not come. This rapture you hear about on television. You what? All of you out there on the radio and those on the podcast, you hear me talk badly of the rapture, and I'll tell you why. Because I think it makes complacent Christians. I think it's the greatest scam to ever hit the Christian church ever. Why? Because it makes lazy, complacent Christians who think they'll never be around to ever face any trial in this world. And that's not what the Bible's. We're looking at what the Bible says. I encourage you again, take what the Word of God says, not what people on the television or on the radio or in a study Bible tell you. I'm reading to you the Word of God. The day of Christ will not come unless the fallen away comes first, the Apostle Paul says. And the man of sin is revealed, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped. So that, now here's more prophecy, he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So we're waiting too for a rebuilt temple, because the Apostle Paul, speaking prophetically, says it's going to happen. It's enough for me. Verse 5, do you not remember when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, so that he may be revealed in his own time. We believe it's the Holy Spirit that's restraining him. Now you're getting into my speculation, because it says what here, and it's in the neuter. Next verse, he uses the same word in the masculine. So we have to guess at what this is. Now you know what is restraining, so that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Now the King James, New King James there has H capitalized, meaning the translators think that this is some sort of deity, Father, Son, or Holy Spirit. Now they think it's the Holy Spirit here. Only he who now restrains will continue until he, Again, capital H, he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. In other words, when he comes back, all he has to do is say, drop dead. No more spitting in his face. No more ripping his beard out. No more Satan chasing him around. People misusing him and slapping him around. Not this time. He endured that once. He's not going to endure that again. He's coming a second time in flaming fire. We looked at a few weeks ago, inflicting vengeance on those that don't know God. You've had 2,000 years to know God. And those that don't obey the gospel. Okay, verse 9. The coming of this lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth, so that they might be saved. Now, who is the truth out there, friends? My church family out here? It's Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. This is a person. It's a key for you to see this. People perish at the end of the age for refusing the love of the truth, not for their sins. Someone's already died for their sins. His name is Jesus. Have you received him yet? He's already died for your sins. All you need to do is call on the name of the Lord. Receive him as your Savior. I'm running out of time. With all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Verse 11, and for this reason, that is refusing love. For this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. And so that they all might be condemned, King James says damned, so that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Again, let's look at that, and then I'm going to say adios here for the weekend. For this reason, that is for refusing love. The Lord, right, all day long, God says, all day long I've stretched out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. People are going to die at the end of the age for refusing the love of God through his son, Jesus Christ. So for this reason, refusing love, God will send them a strong delusion so that they will believe the lie. Now, what's the lie? Well, you just got to look a couple verses earlier. Antichrist sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So if you refuse love, God is going to send you a delusion so that you will believe the lie. And the lie is Antichrist is God. I, Paul Esposito, guarantee you here on this Friday morning, February the 15th, if you refuse the love of Jesus Christ, you will believe. If you're alive here at this time, you will believe Antichrist is God. We're out of time. Chew on that one for the weekend. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.